Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. I tell you what, we're going to be talking about Nancy Guthrie, and there was something that's really been sticking out. I know I've been posting a little bit about all of these individuals that are making contact and, you know, some individuals that have reached out and said, listen, there's three people involved, other in different chats saying there's four people. I even know of a creator and her husband that were contacted saying, listen, we have Nancy Guthrie and demanding Bitcoins or Bitcoin. Anyway, there's a lot going on with that, but I really don't want to talk about that. I don't want to give that too much credence. I think it is important that the FBI follow up, and I know they will follow up. There's not any lead that isn't important. There's not any lead with somebody pointing out different people that might be involved that shouldn't be followed up on, that has to be followed up on. But I'm just, what I'm listening to and what I'm reading, it's not there yet for me to do a show on it and to explore it, because when I did a short exploration, I'm not finding credence. Doesn't mean that the FBI shouldn't look into it, because they should. At this point, they don't have a clear pointer. But you know what they do have a clear pointer on that I think maybe, I know for me, it's something I haven't visited in a while. So I've got a few videos today because I think it's really important for us to look back at what we know. Now, this is the situation, though. There are so many people that have absolutely zero confidence in Sheriff Nanos. And clearly, if Nancy Guthrie was not taken across to Mexico, clearly, if she is in and around Tucson, this will not be a federal case. I want to explore this a little bit, just so we're clear on this. In the kidnapping statute, the federal kidnapping statute, it specifically says, it's sub B of the kidnapping statute, that should an individual be gone for more than 24 hours, there is a presumption that that person has been taken across state lines. It's something that's not normally used, not often used, because in most cases, you know generally where they were taken to and what the motive was and whether they've got cross state lines, things like this. Although I cited a particular case that just happened, and in fact, it's in civil litigation right now in South Carolina, I've cited that particular case to show a particular federal kidnapping case of an 80-year-old woman. A guy breaks into this woman's house because he's a thief. He's not masked. He doesn't plan anything. This is another case again. He steals a vehicle. That vehicle breaks down. This woman's house is just strictly a house of convenience to break into to steal another car. He stays in this house for an hour, eats pizza. This poor woman, what she went through in there. Anyway, he grabs her, takes her from South Carolina to North Carolina, back to South Carolina. He shoots her in the back of the head and leaves her dead. He's caught. He's been convicted, but there's a civil case currently going on. The reason I bring that up is the FBI handled that case. That was a federal case because it crossed state lines. In this case, because there is no definitive information, at least that we know about, that it's crossed state lines, the Bureau isn't necessarily in charge of this case per se yet. However, I believe they really have taken the lead. I talked about this weeks ago after they moved to the Phoenix office and after the, something flashed up there. And after the Guthrie family was taking their house back over. The reason, let me just put this back up here because I want to recognize this person. The reason that I believe the FBI is really pretty much in charge, I mean, they're working it together, but it's because it's an FBI task force and there's just detached individuals from Pima County that are on the task force, but it's an FBI-led task force. Just so, and then also the assistant United States attorneys that were at the Guthrie home. When you look at that, you can see that they are considering the fact that this could be federal. And when I saw that, I have to tell you, it just makes me think that it is likely that she was taken across state lines or across the border, because it makes no sense that this was moved federally to the federal task force and you have assistant United States attorneys at Nancy's house if it's not a federal case. So they know so much more than we do. I know we've heard, again, a lot of negativity that, you know, law enforcement has no idea what's going on. I haven't heard anything except for source information regarding that, people behind shrouds and things like that. So we don't have arrests. Obviously, we don't have Nancy, but I'm keeping the faith. And I really do believe that this is moved over to an FBI-led investigation. Having said that, again, if it's determined that Nancy did not cross state lines and did not go across the border, you can see why Sheriff Nanos is still very much leading this case, because in most situations, these kidnappings stay local. And without a federal nexus of crossing the border or crossing the state line, you cannot have a federal venue and federal prosecution. So I'm finding a lot of these details a little juxtaposed to each other, but nevertheless, I just wanted to explain why Sheriff Nanos remains in charge, jointly in charge, I believe. I believe it's very much jointly in charge. But I want to go back and I want to play a very important recording. And I've always said that once they figure out the motive, they will find the perpetrators. Well, unfortunately, listen to Sheriff Nanos. They have and have had the motive. Here we go.
Up and showing their support for Savannah.
I've watched the Today Show for many years, and you become family.
We're not going to stop praying until we get an answer, you know, and some closure.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos telling us they're still working to identify that masked man at Nancy's home.
Do you think that this suspect could strike again, whoever did this?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, criminal minds are criminal minds.
Well, he didn't disclose it. The sheriff says investigators do have a theory for a motive.
We believe we know why he did this, and we believe that it was targeted, but we're not 100% sure of that. And so it'd be silly to tell people, yeah, don't worry about it. You're not his target. No, you could be.
He says investigators are still actively working their leads, including that unknown DNA.
Is there still hope that this mixed DNA will be able to be identified?
Absolutely. That's going to get us to somebody, we hope.
Nanos also confirmed investigators have been looking into a potential internet issue or other electrical disruption the night of the abduction.
There was a timeline when things went offline. So we're looking into that. Why did that occur? We check with our power companies. We check with others in the neighborhood.
And that's beyond just the fact that the suspect took the camera off.
Correct.
As the investigation goes on, an incredible outpouring of love for the Guthrie family.
It says, Nancy, all of us are praying for you to come home now.
Tucson artist Donna Prius, who goes by the name Pinky, has been leaving these canvas paintings outside Nancy's home.
Something they can save, something that they read, and I think they'll feel it in their heart. I know Savannah will.
Now, in addition to the sheriff confirming authorities are looking into whether there was that internet or potential electrical issue the night of Nancy's abduction, he said they don't believe that the damaged utility box near Nancy's home is connected. As for what he told us about knowing why the suspect did this, he says they've had a theory from day one. We did press him, but he just would not say what that is. The FBI, for their part, has not commented on any motive. Laura.
Liz, appreciate it.
So, this was huge when this happened, and I remember I did a show on it. This was really had become sort of the focal point of to me, the biggest item we learned in this case. They have the motive, everyone. They have the motive. I'm just reminding everyone about this because still, there's all this discussion about motive. No, they didn't release it, but look at the clues we have about motive. For instance, we know that this was planned. Even Nano says they believe something occurred on January 11th. As you can see here. I've also got the quotation from Savannah Guthrie that says not only the 11th, but she talks about, and I want to make sure I get that quote right. She for sure says the 11th. Sorry, give me one second while I pull this back up to make sure that I get the dates exactly what she said, because I don't want to quote her and be off because it's just that important to what we're looking at. The most important thing to remember is, though, that there was site surveys done. In other words, there was surveillance done prior to this operation. That speaks to motive. So for anyone you might be listening to, anyone who is throwing out there that this is some burglary gone bad, please, that is not what happened here. It's not a burglary gone bad, I don't believe. I think this was truly a planned abduction. I believe we know that based on the surveillance that was done and the fact that from the beginning, now we know based, of course, on the two ransom notes we have, we know those lean toward the motive of a planned abduction meant for the purpose of gaining a ransom. So I just want to point this out because, and here it is. Yeah, let me put this up. This is what Nancy says. So the key timelines of January 31st and the 11th. I've heard the 24th mentioned. Again, that's source information. I want to go with what we know from Nanos, and that's corroborated by Savannah herself. So the 31st, remember, the 31st is not the first. The 31st is not the first. It's the day before the abduction. So this tells me clearly they believe a site survey, individuals were there, or an individual porch guy was there before the morning of the 1st. In addition, January 11th, which we've heard about the beginning from the beginning because of neighbors telling us from the beginning, they were asked to review footage from the 11th. Again, the 24th, the Guthries don't mention it, and neither does Nanos. What Nanos mentions, though, is the 11th. So when I'm looking at a case, or when we're looking at a case, you have to consider what matches, what corroborates. If one thing corroborates another, it pushes toward us having a foundation for belief. We have Nanos talking about the 11th, and we have the Guthrie family asking, please look for these particular dates. I think we can have a lot of faith and confidence that the 11th is a date that is significant, where likely a site survey took place. I think we can look at the 31st and say the same. I know I've heard a lot of noise about the 24th. I just don't have the corroboration from Nanos or from the family. I have a source. So instill Nanos or the family here, this was well after the 24th, could have said, look at the 24th. They didn't. So I think we have to really keep our eye on the ball with all this information floating around them. And what I try to do is take corroborating things. Now, there was something that Nano said in here when he spoke that I just played for you that we need to consider. And that is, he talks singularly about the perpetrator. Him, he. Why he did that. His actions. I don't hear any they. Mac McCollum. We love some Mac around here. She's convinced it's just one perperpetrator. She says it's not making a lot of sense to her that both in the site survey, we see what appears to be the same guy, and porch guy matching. In other words, same guy, that it would be unlucky, so to speak. It doesn't make a lot of sense that if there's more than one involved, we don't see them. Now, I know there's a lot of infrared. I've seen that out there. There's a lot of other people examining lights, possibilities. In fact, I'm going to bring one up, not on this show, but probably tomorrow, that I'm going to bring forward because it's something I think is worthwhile. But I found that interesting. Let's listen to it one more time, not the whole thing. I'm just going to get the important part, the part that I really want you guys to pay attention to, where he talks about motive, what that motive means. And
as always, if you have any information, it is not too late. Call FBI.
Okay, here we go.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Search for answers into Nancy Guthrie's disappearance continues. Over the last week, so many people still showing up and showing their support for Savannah.
I've watched the Today Show for many years, and you become family.
We're not going to stop praying until we get an answer, you know, and some closure.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos telling us they're still working to identify that masked man at Nancy's home.
Do you think that this suspect could strike again, whoever did this?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, criminal minds are criminal minds.
While he didn't disclose it, the sheriff says investigators do have a theory for a motive.
We believe we know why he did this, and we believe that it was targeted, but we can't, we're not 100% sure of that. And so it'd be silly to tell people, yeah, don't worry about it. You're not his target. No, you.
Jeez, guys. I mean, I thought it was so weird that literally, I did a tweet on that about what everybody's sort of forgetting is the fact that there is a maniac out there that abducted an 84-year-old woman knowing she would likely die. There is no way, no chance in heck, in my opinion, that somebody who abducts an 84-year-old really thinks he's going to keep her alive if they have any grandparents or who have ever been around the elderly. No chance, no way. So while I believe that it was for ransom initially, remember the first notes, and this was something I had to actually double check on. The first notes that went out actually went out the next day. So pretty close, not the day of the abduction on the first, but on the second. And remember, again, they didn't go to the family. This wasn't for money per se. They went to the local stations. And then a day later, 12 hours later, but it made it on the third, they went to TMZ. So I believe this motive initially from the beginning was about harming Nancy, harming the Guthries, and they sent those ransoms out knowing that there was no proof of life, knowing there was no way in hell the FBI was going to recommend to the Guthries to pay it. So it was just a torturous situation. You know, if you don't pay by the 5th, something grave was going to happen. And then if you don't pay by the 9th, we're going to kill her. That's what I believe the notes said in a nutshell regarding this, because I'm judging that from the response of the family. So the key points here, number one, Nanos, he says, and he knows whether he talks out of both sides of his mouth or whether you believe he speaks truth or not, he knows. He's in the know. So when I'm listening to source information that's literally two layers removed, listen close to some of these sources. It's like somebody close to the investigation. They're not in the investigation. They're hearing from somebody else and it's getting filtered through. That doesn't mean that the source information is inaccurate necessarily. But that's why the reporters report, and all of them report, listen, it's from a source. We want to make sure that's clear. It's not from law enforcement. It's not from the family. It's from a source. And they caveat that because they don't want to go out and say something's true if they know it's from a source. We know who this person is. This is Nanos. And Nanos, who is in the know, and I tend to believe that, again, we know it's a joint investigation because if she didn't cross state lines, this is going to fall directly on Nanos and his department. But it seems pretty clear to me that the Bureau is, I think, since a few weeks ago, the head honcho. But keeping it equal for political reasons. You never want to get sideways with any of the locals that you're working with. You just don't. You need them for so much and they need you. It's a very important relationship with all local departments. They understand the areas. They understand informants that work in those areas. They understand who lives where, the uniqueness of their landscape, of just the immigration issues that are there. They understand, no matter what jurisdiction you're in, they are important. The other thing is, these local guys, They get down and dirty with these violent crime cases much more than the FBI typically, unless you've been an FBI assigned to resident agencies where you have to get down and dirty, or on a task force specifically assigned where your office is in the gang unit and you're working elbow to elbow with these guys every day. You're getting down and dirty with them. It's the locals that are getting down and dirty with these violent crimes. It's not the Bureau. And unless, like I said, you are an agent embedded, we call it, with a particular department in a violent, on a violent crime squad or gang squad. So I just wanted to give you that background about kind of how it works and about what Nano says. They have the motive. And this is the key. They have the motive, and it doesn't make anyone safe. They have the motive, and this knucklehead's out there, and even though they believe it's targeted, I've always said this, once you have one target, what makes the person think they're not going to move to another target? So let's dig deeper into this motive that they already say they know, okay? Let's dig a little bit deeper. Here again, let's talk about what Savannah says about the target.
Do you think because of me?
Sorry, I was listening to that earlier, so sorry.
He saw very clearly right away what this was.
Yeah.
And talking even on the phone, when I called him, he knew.
He knew.
And he said, I think she's been kidnapped for ransom. And I said,
yeah.
What? Yeah. Well, why? What? And then, I mean, it sounds so like how dumb could I be? But I didn't want to believe. I just said, do you think because of me? And he said, I'm sorry, sweetie, but yeah, maybe.
So that's hard to watch. I feel so bad for Savannah. I really, really do. The torture that they have put that woman through and her whole family is just sick. So I want to answer this question because I've had a lot of people ask me, do victim families, do they get to know inside details regarding the investigation related to their loved one? In other words, does Savannah have more knowledge than anyone else, Savannah and her family, outside of the people in the inner circle working this case? And keep that clear too, just really quickly. I've explained a violent crime task force. I guarantee you the entirety of the FBI's violent crime task force is not working on Nancy Guthrie. There are agents and officers assigned. Pima County is probably 100% those officers from Pima are 100% on it. I'm guessing somewhere around 10, maybe 12. The other squad has other violent crime. We are talking violent crime here. Other people who are dead. Other people who have suffered horrible, egregious acts. They cannot just stop working on those cases forever. And I tell you, when that whole changeover came and it went from Tucson over to Phoenix, they made a command decision about how this case would be handled and investigated. Now, that isn't to say that when a special project comes up and they need a huge amount of manpower, everybody's going to descend and help. I'm just saying daily, there are only certain people assigned full time. They might be lead agents. So when our supervisor says, listen, I want you on the Nancy Guthrie case, I'm going to assign you a lead. That's how they track this, is so in your file review, we call them, with your supervisor, where he's looking over, how are you doing on every one of your cases assigned? How are you doing on your leads assigned? That's separate from your cases. You have your cases where you're the case agent, and then you have cases where you are the lead, a lead agent. And not everyone on that task force is going to be assigned a lead. There's going to be a few that are signed as lead agents, and they're going to be judged on their performance on this case. The others will come and help in and out, but it's not a full, and as a lead agent, it's not a full-time thing. It just means you're working a lot on that case, so you should get credit for it. You should be judged on it. So I kind of wanted to explain that. But when you hear Nano say they have a motive, and when you hear Nancy Guthrie say, it's me. Could it be me? And her brother says, sorry, sweetie. It was her notoriety, this person or persons absolutely came after the mom, I think, for money. It all went to absolute heck that night when she died. They got rid of her body right away the next day, knowing she was dead, knowing they had no proof of life, knowing they had discarded her, so have no proof of death, continued to harm and hurt this family. And the point Nano says is, could be somebody else next. It could be somebody else next. It absolutely could be somebody else with a lot of money. Somebody else who is a vulnerable person that they could take. I've always said I thought at least two people were involved. It's always bothered me that Nanos always has said him, his, singular. It's really bothered me. Probably because it doesn't fit with my belief on the case. But you know what? Is he saying that because of Porch Guy being... He's just discussing Porch Guy, so that's how he's saying it. Is he saying it? Is he savvy enough to say it not plural because he doesn't want to give that part away? We kind of have to think about if he's savvy or not. I mean, he has dropped some pretty big bombs. This was the biggest bomb he dropped. A, they have the motive, and B, people aren't safe. And then she dropped a bomb too. By the way, I need to recognize our members. Ellen, Crime Case X, thank you so much for becoming a member of our channel. Bagel Deidre, who doesn't like bagels? Like, everybody loves bagels. So I love the name. Thank you so much for becoming a member. And I saw up here, and I'm going to chase it down. And sorry if you can hear my typing. I can't hear it. But I have been told you can hear the clicks. And so I want to apologize for that. I have an external mic. It's a Shure. It's supposed to be the best, and it's horrible. So I am going to get another one. I just have not made it a high enough priority. I need to get that done. I want to put up NJZ, who I think has donated, I bet you, seems like 50. Just one of our most dedicated channel members. NJZ, thank you so much. I really appreciate it for donating that. And I'm so glad that somebody is going to get that membership. Thank you. Oh, good. Thank you. I think that was Sophia. Says, I like the click. Thank you so much. I felt so bad because a lot of people were complaining about the, oh, good. Song Bits Laura. Thank you. I was feeling so bad about the clicking. I am going to get another. I just need to land. I've been traveling, and I've got to land soon. In other words, be home for a long time without a lot of work to do so I can get that ordered and get that figured out. But When you couple the fact that Savannah blames herself, could it be me? That heart, Savannah, it is you. I really believe that. I think everybody has known it from the beginning. Law enforcement, Nano said they've known it from the beginning, that nothing really changed from their beginning views. First notes came in. They saw the first notes on day two, everyone. The first ransom notes that Savannah says are real on February 2nd. On February 3rd, TMZ got it. And I had been going too much with that February 3rd date. I apologize because I was saying essentially it was 3 days. In other words, the entirety of the first, the entirety of the second, and most of the third, meaning 3 days. And I have been the one that's kind of put that out there. But really, it was just about 24 to 48 hours was the first note. And then 48 hours to 72 hours was the note to TMZ in that time frame after Nancy was dead. And that's why I continue to say this is about a true, true hate and resentment and knife in the chest more than once to the Guthrie family. Could anybody else be next? Of course. That's why Nanos told people that. I wouldn't want to be living around this area if I had a lot of money. And I keep bringing up this case. I'm just going to throw it out there again for those of you who might not have heard my live when I talked about this. Only about an hour to an hour and a half north in Scottsdale, Arizona, in another affluent area. Does everybody know that the day before Nancy was abducted, on the 31st of January, two knuckleheads drove 6.5 hours. They had $1,000 to buy uniforms and pay for gas and do what they needed to do. Seed money, money to eat, money to get a hotel. And they hit a house an hour and a half north. An affluent family. They tied the mom and the dad up. They beat them and they demanded cryptocurrency. I believe in that case, it was 60 million. This case was only 6 million. And they were directed by two people who, as far as I know, I keep paying attention to this story, waiting for a break in the public, but I don't see it. Two anonymous people that they were conferring with on Signal, on the Signal app. And these two knuckleheads that were only 17 and 16 never knew each other before this. So this is dark web stuff, right? This is, you know, do you want to commit a kidnapping? Follow me. Red and 8 were the pseudonames. I did read an article, though, recently that said Red, or that said in this case with Red and 8, I did read an article where it said the Bureau was not part of the investigation at that time. That was probably a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. I don't know why, because these kids traveled across California. They kidnapped these two, that's federal nexus. They beat them up and they demanded cryptocurrency. You see a lot of similarities. This, though, seems so personal, but even that case was personal. That case was personal. They beat them, broke into their home, into their expensive Scottsdale home. I don't know. I just hope the Bureau at least looked at it. If they looked at it and said, nah, it's not related, fine. I hope they looked at it. But the motive is known. And the only motive that makes sense was Savannah Guthrie's money and her limelight with her mother and the ease at which to find her mother who had been in her house for 50 years the ease of which to get into that house. I mean, those back doors that don't have deadbolts, that just have the little turn, I can get into those in 10 seconds. I don't even need a tool. I mean, other than common things you have around the house. And so can anybody else. So my point is that I really truly believe that they do have the motive. I believe it was money. I believe it went horribly wrong. And I believe these people took joy in having the Guthrie family suffer. Is there anyone next on the list? Will it stop with the Guthries? I don't know. I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up again. We talked about it before, but with all this that I see spinning around on social media, I just felt like I needed to revisit that. Everyone, you are fantastic for joining me. I know it was a late notice. I wasn't sure when I was going to, I thought it was going to have to be a really late show tonight. So I'm so glad I was able to find this block right before. Actually, I'm getting ready to head to the airport right now. And so it's been a great trip. Anytime you can be with really, really close friends, it's a good time. So I was with all my girlfriends and it was fabulous. So you're looking, she's got a green thumb. So her whole house, there's like plants everywhere. And outside her garden is massive and amazing. And we're both gardeners. So I'm always calling her, you know, upset. I'm like, I won't say her name. We'll call her T. I'm like, T, my basil is dead. And she says, Jen, just go get more basil seeds and replant because basil is finicky. It like feels the seasons and it, the minute it starts to flower for those gardeners, if it goes to seed, in other words, starts to flower, so it's done as far as providing delicious basil. And I love to cook. So now you can keep rosemary. My rosemary is amazing, but my Italian basil, my regular basil, my parsley's doing great. Everything else I have to start all over, all my herbs. So I am ready to roll up my sleeves. It's spring and I'm looking forward to that, to starting my gardening again with spring right here. Everyone who has become a member, remember, if you have a membership of $3.99, we try to keep it. There's $1.99 memberships. I have a lot of individual things that go into these memberships, but we're going to have a nice little package of just FBI items that are part of my memorabilia and things I have. And I'm going to put a little package together and draw a name. And it's literally just as a thank you. Something unique and special that hopefully I can give back to you for being members and being on the channel. So I just want to thank each of you and thank my mods. Oh my gosh, they make chat so interesting. And I think on the next show, we're going to start to do some pretty cool things. The mods have been pulling just some of these comments that are so amazing from you all that without my glasses, I can't see a thing. And then sometimes it gets to ticking, so I can't read them while I'm concentrating on the message. And I'm going to read at the beginning of the show or at the end of the show some of these comments that I just to give appreciation to all of you for supporting the channel. So appreciate you so much. Nancy Guthrie, this case is something. Let's hope she's found. Let's hope she's found soon. That's another show I've got about the chances of her being found and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to do that next show or the show after because that's been another project. Thank you, AZ Dawning, Arizona Dawning. I love the giraffe too. Thank you for becoming a member. Each of you, I appreciate you all so much. Thank you again. Until next time, May justice be served for the Guthrie family and for all the missing.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.